What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation, brought to you by Patriot Gold Group and the Public Square app. All right, let's continue our He Gets Us Super Bowl advertisement critique. Let me just cut to the end here, and then the rest of the week we'll talk more about the washing of feet and what that really is and why Jesus did it and what some of those words from Jesus in John 13 really mean. Some of them are maybe tough to understand at first, so we'll spend time on that the rest of the week. But let's just cut to the chase here of why this commercial and this biblical, air quote, biblical message is a problem. As we said yesterday, this commercial and this message promotes cultural tolerance of unrepentant sin disguised as biblical love. This is what is called social justice Jesus. There's more to the story than just, hello, unrepentant sinner. Everything's great with you. Don't change a thing. Like, that's not. And there's also more to the story than just what we call on in the world here, love. Andrew T. Walker, he said, no one can understand the love of God unless you understand the cross of Christ. And no one can understand the cross of Christ unless you understand the wrath of God. Oh, that's so good. Press rewind on the podcast. Listen to that a few more times, that line. Matthew 26, 24. Jesus says, the Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to the man by whom the Son of God is betrayed. Woe to the man. You don't want to be in woe. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born. Keep that in mind. The He Gets Us, Jesus, does not judge ever. He doesn't hate sin. All he does is wash feet. Even those who openly rebel against him, he just washes feet. That's it. Chris Honholz, H-O-H-N-H-O-L-Z, Chris Honholz. He says, this is an insidious redefining of the Son of God, who stated, do not think that I've come to bring peace to the earth. I've not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I've come to set a man against his father and a daughter against her mother and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a person's enemies will be those of his own household. It's Matthew 10:34. Why is such a redefinition? Because as Christ himself stated, there's a division between those who follow him and those who follow the world. And those who are of the world hate Christ and hate his word. Why? Because Christ proclaims judgment on sin. And because only by repenting of sin, Matthew 3:2, and following him, Matthew 16:24, can there be forgiveness and eternal life. Only by repenting of sin and following him. Not just sitting there and getting your feet washed. The true Christ of Scripture hates sin and judges those who live in unrepentant sin to eternal condemnation. Yet in his love, He makes a way of salvation from that judgment through his sacrificial death, burial, and resurrection.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
The people in this Super Bowl ad, as much as we can tell by pictures, did not repent. There's no repentance from sin. So that's just not it. That's not the full story. The truth is, if you don't repent, it would be better that you were not even born for you and for all of eternity. So this quote-unquote gospel message, this biblical message that he gets us is sending. Well, it's not biblical at all, but it sends a very, very bad message to non-Christians that you don't have to change anything about you. You're perfect just the way you are. You're great just the way you are. And it's those mean old Christians who don't want you to get an abortion, who don't want you to live in a transgender lifestyle. It's those mean old Christians who need to change, not you. You're great. You're wonderful. You're perfect. It's those Christians who need to just wash your feet already. But the goal, that's the message, right? That's it. That's the message for the unrepentant sinner who sees that commercial. They're like, yeah, I am great. I do deserve to, I criminal do deserve to have my feet washed by the police officer, whatever picture was at the scene, that whatever picture someone might relate to. But that's not it. The gospel message should not make you feel great about yourself, right? That's not it. The goal of the Christian should not be to make someone feel loved in their sin. It should be to love them by telling them the truth. Making someone just feel better about themselves in a superficial way is not good for them. It's not what we're called to do. True love tells people that their sins put them at war with God and face his righteous wrath. True love points the sinner to Christ, who died on behalf of sinners to take that wrath upon himself in their place. Jesus, who rose from the grave to give us a promise of eternal life if we would turn from sin and trust in him alone. There's nothing in that advertisement about sin. There's nothing in that advertisement about God's wrath. There's nothing truly loving by not telling people the truth about their life, and also the one way to get salvation. So this is nothing but a gospel message at all. It's a social justice message. It's a secular, at best, secular social justice message wrapped up in the Bible, which makes it blasphemous. Social justice Jesus says that all those judgy Christians are the meanies, and those Christians need to just be nicer, and everyone else needs to be happy with their sinful lifestyles and choices. That ad was $14 million to put on the TV. $14 million. Tomorrow, we'll spend more time on the feet washing, because that was the whole theme of it, right? You just need to wash feet, wash feet, wash feet. Well, what does that mean, even? Talk about that tomorrow. MikeSlater.locals.com. Commercial free, night before. Transcript, MikeSlater.locals.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.